to conclude that Hinduism is the belief of the Indians. And it would be reasonable for a non-Hindu or a non-Indian to ask a Hindu, what do you Hindus believe in? Anyway, we will continue this discussion further down the road.
And now it is time for community events. The events happening around Houston area.
So, listeners, Gauri Siddhivinayak Mandir of Houston, located on 5645 Hillcroft Avenue, Suite 701, Houston, Texas, extends a hearty invitation to all devotees to an Adhik Ashad Mas, Ekadashi Mahapuja and Mahayagna of Sri Mahapurushottam, Sunday, July 12, 2015. The Mahapuja starts at 3 p.m., Mahayagna starts at 6 p.m., Purnahuti at 6:30 p.m., Maha Arti at 7 p.m., and then Mahaprasad will be served after Arti. Devotees wishing to sit in the Havan and Puja may give their names to the priest, Sri Pradeep Pandya at 832-466-9868.
Shiv Mahapuran Katha, it's going to be on the 13th to 19th of July. That'll be in Pran Pratishtha, date 17th to 19th July. It's going to be at the Shiv Shakti Mandir, located at 6640 Harbin Drive in Houston, Texas. For further information, contact Virat Mehta at 713-784-5500.
A charitable event. Mark your calendars now, Friday, August 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the Stafford Center on Cash Road. This is an AIM for Seva benefit program, which is aimed at educating rural India through free student homes. It is Sundarkandam, the Signet of Hope. The choreography and direction is by Srimati Anita Guha, and the lyrics and music is by Sri Naiveli Sanatan Gopalan. You can sponsor a child and get free VIP passes. For more information, visit www.aimforseva.org.
Heritage classes. Ashirvad's heritage classes in Katy, Cypress, and Sugarland for kids 4 to 18 years. Meditation, yoga, slokas, stories from scriptures, Vishnu Sahasranam, bhajans, competitions, and fun activities. Adult meditation classes. Registered at www.ashirvadablessing.org or call Sri Raula at 281-995-0930. Hare Krishna Dham. Houston's original Vedic temple is located at 1320 West 34th Street in Houston, Texas. Daily darshan and aarti times 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Sunday festival, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635 or email to harekrishnadham@gmail.com. Vedanta Society. Vedanta Society of Greater Houston, located at 14809 Lindita Drive in Houston, Texas, 77083, has classes every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, first and third Sunday, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, second Sunday on Works of Swami Vivekananda, fourth Sunday, Holy Mother Sharada's Gospel, fifth Sunday, Swamis of Ramakrishna order visit to conduct retreats and lectures, www.houstonvedanta.org or call 281-584-5500. 0488. These are the community events that we know of. If you have any announcement, please call us at 832-704-9273. Again, the studio number is 832-704-9273.
भक्त भूल गए राम से राम मिलते धन भारी से राम मिलते धन भारी से राम मिलत बद जाने सुदाम जी की सुन सुन साधो कबीर सुनो भाई सार कहत कबीर सुनो भाई सार कहत कबीर सुनो भाई सार कहत कबीर सुनो भाई सार राम मिलत है भक्ति कहत कबीर सुनो साधो कहत कबीर सुनो भाई साधो राम मिलत है भक्ति जंतर मंतर लटपट होवे जंतर मंतर लटपट होवे राम भजन से मुक्ति सुन सुन साधो जी साधो जी सुन सुन साधो जी
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org by selecting Radio tab and click on the Listen Live button. Smartphone users can download TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. For announcements or suggestions or any kind of comments, please call us. Our studio number is 832-704-9273. Again, our number is 832-704-9273. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and now it is time for Sri Meenakshi Temple segment, and here is Tara Narasimhan.
Vrindavan Vasudevam Vrindavan Vasudevam Vrindavan Vasudevam Namaskaram, Suprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all welcome to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can go online www.emeenakshi.org, meenakshi.org. for all the information, and you can sponsor the puja online. You can also call 281-489-0358. They have about six priests who can come to your home and also do the puja at your house. So you can contact them online or through email temple, T-E-M-P-L-E at meenakshi.org. And also, you can, as I said, contact 281-489-0358. Upcoming event at Sri Meenakshi Temple. On Wednesday, there will be Anjaneya Abhishekam on the Mula Nakshatra Day. Paurnami, Ani Paurnami, there will be puja for Jyoti. As well as on Friday, special puja for both Meenakshi and Sri Mahalakshmi. Venkateshwara Abhishekam happens every first Sunday of the month. And that will be fourth Saturday. We will have Venkateshwara Abhishekam, and it is also Sravana Nakshatra. There will be a very special puja for Lord Mahavishnu or Srinivasa. And we now bring you this beautiful song on yet another song in praise of Vasudeva or Lord Krishna or also Mahavishnu or Balaji Srinivasa. Thank you. Yeah, that was in the beautiful Kalyani Raga, and this was rendered by G.N. Balasubramanyam. Upcoming events at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Guru Payarchi happens with the Jupiter transit in 2015. Guru Payarchi is taking place to the Simha Rasi. Guru Payarchi will have different effects on all zodiac signs. The planet Jupiter is famously known as Guru or Brihaspati. Guru is considered to be the brightest of all the planets, and Guru is derived from the Sanskrit, the way Gu, which means darkness, Ru is the remover of darkness. Guru Payarchi will be on July 14th at Sri Meenakshi Temple. We will have a special puja for this at the Navagraha Sannidhi. And therefore, this Guru Payarchi happens every 1.5 years. He is considered to be the one who removes the darkness as per Indian traditions. Teachers are also called as Guru, as they lighten up one's life and remove the darkness of ignorance and illiteracy. Guru is considered a benefic planet. And see what is happening. There are many Rashis that will be affected, and in Mesha Rasi, Rishabham, Midhunam, Kadakam and Simha, and Kanya Rasi, there will be changes in your the kind of Guru Payarchi is the Rasi Palan that you say. It sometimes it helps, and sometimes they also can act upon it. So to take aid of these Rasis, we can be well prepared in advance by participating or doing this Navagraha Shanti that will be happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. You can go www.emeenakshi.org online and sponsor this puja. And other events at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Every day there is Ganapati Homam at 7 a.m. Shiva Abhishekam happens every Monday. Sri Durga Abhishekam on Tuesday evenings. And Padmavati Abhishekam every Friday with a special Abhishekam, Archana, and Alankaram. The Abhishekam for Lalita Sahasranamam is recited every Friday at 7 p.m. Every Saturday, Sri Ayyappa and the Navagraha Abhishekam also happens. You can sponsor the puja every Saturday at Sri Meenakshi Temple at 11 a.m. They perform this puja. Venkateshwara Abhishekam starts at 10:30 a.m. first Sunday of the month. Second Sunday is dedicated to Sri Meenakshi. Every last Friday, Shodasha Upachara Puja for Sri Meenakshi and Sri Kanyaka Parameshwari Abhishekam, the last Friday of the month. On every Purnami, there is Purnima, there is Sri Jyoti Abhishekam, and Sri Satyanarayana Puja also happens on the Purnima day at Sri Meenakshi Temple. You can request for sponsorship, as well as you can get more details by visiting our website or calling our temple 281-489-0358. We just played a song in praise of Lord Vishnu, and let us see, Parvati's son, Lord Muruga or Subramanya, also removes all kinds of evil effects of these planets. And let me now bring you this song, Vel Undu Vinai Illai. This is in praise of Lord Subramanya, or Guru, also known as Guru Guha, as Muruga was one of the foremost of teachers, that he even had a lesson to be given to his father, Lord Shiva. Let's listen to this song, Velundu Vinai Illai by Sudha Raghunathan. was a beautiful song in praise of Lord Puruga, also known as Guru Guha. And that was rendered by, as I said, by Sudha Raghunathan. More about the Jupiter's transit. The transit on 5th of July based on Vakya Panchanga, but on Tuesday, July 14th in the Trigalita Panchang. Jupiter transits from Kataka Rasi to Simha Rasi. Brihaspati is a benefic planet and is the guru of the Devas. Lord Jupiter was born to Saint Angarisa, who is the son of Lord Brahma and Chitrata Devi. Jupiter wife named Jnana Devi and their sons are Kasin and Bharadvaj Muni. It takes 12 years for Jupiter to complete the full zodiac signs. In each house, he stays for 1 year. Jupiter is responsible for marriage, children, fortune, and with full zodiac signs, it houses it for 1 year. Jupiter is its direction is northeast and represents the metal gold. Its color is yellow and the gemstone is yellow sapphire. If Jupiter is in a good position, like exalted in his own house, then the native will be influential person, will enjoy all the benefits of happiness, and they will also do most impossible things in a very possible way. In conjunction of Jupiter with Venus makes one expert in all the fields. In conjunction with Jupiter with the Sun and Mercury makes one wealthy. It is the second house from the Lagna, is in conjugation with Jupiter, and then the native will be very shrewd, intelligent, and wealthy. So Guru can take a lot of good effects on a person's life, and the aspects in the second, fifth, and ninth house, the native is said to hear Guru Palan. During the period, auspicious ceremonies are expected to take place in the native's life. If Jupiter is not strong, one's horoscope, they will have to undergo some difficulties, and there will be obstacles, but worshipping Lord Guru on mostly Thursdays, which is Guruvar, we call it, and on those days, upavas as well as visiting the temple or even doing some kind of a puja meditation at your house will bring about definitive good effects with this transition of Jupiter. Let me now bring you one more song. This is again in place of the goddess, and here is Sarasija Naba Shodari. This means that this is the sister of Sarasija Naba, who is none other than Lord Vishnu, who has a lotus from his navel where Mahalakshmi resides. Let's listen to this beautiful song by Maladi Brothers. Bye. And that was a beautiful song presented by Malari Brothers, and that is Sarasija Namba Shodhari. Yes, Ma Durga is considered as sister of Lord Vishnu. The corollary of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sri Krishna was born in Mathura, he asked Sri Vasudeva to take him to Nandagaon, leave him near Sri Yashoda, and to take the female child Yogamaya, born at the same time in Mathura. The southern Sri Vaishnavites interrupt Sri Yogamaya as Sri Durga or Parvati. So in all three major Vaishnavite temples, Vishnu Durga is present and her son Vikramasena, which is Lord Ganesha, the idols are worshipped even today. As you go to Sri Meenakshi temple, on if you go out the outer Praharam, you will see a symbolic figure of Vishnu Durga present on the left side of that temple wall, and on the other side will be Lord Ganesha's idol, also marked as Vishwatsena. I also believe that Kallaragar, the Vishnu as Krishna, as the brother of Sri Meenakshi in Madurai, and during his sister's marriage with Lord Shiva, Kallaragar, who is none other than Lord Vishnu, comes with a lot of jewelry and dowry for his sister as a present. He comes on a horseback, crosses the Vaigai River, and becomes instantly, though the river becomes instantly flooded, it is celebrated with fanfare where that particular lord is taken back. But again, there was another Arahat temple inside of the city of Madurai itself who performed the wedding, and he gave away his sister in marriage to Lord Shiva. That is why in most Meenakshi Kalyanam pictures, you will see Goddess Parvati will be standing next to Lord Vishnu on her left side, and on the right side, Lord Shiva, who accepts the wedding and he gets married to her by Lord Vishnu giving her away. That Hinduism believes there is one supreme power, Paramatma, which is guiding the universe. Every Hindu in heart of hearts knows there is only one ultimate God. We have in due course introduced many gods, given them names and forms and relations and interesting stories for the convenience of easy comprehension for our limited minds. People can choose the form of God they can identify and can relate Ishta Devata, favorite deity, and can worship and offer prayers. It is also said in the Vedas that Sarva Deva Namaskaram Kresamam Pratigachati, meaning whoever prays whatever name and form will ultimately go to reach one supreme God. And you can call it by any name you want. And that is the base of the Trinity Mahashakti, and Vedas and Upanishads are the basic scriptures of the Hindus, which are highly intellectual, scientific, logical, much beyond the comprehension of an ordinary person. Therefore, there have been simplified higher truth with interesting stories, narration known as the Puranas, to make it more convincing and interesting for our limited knowledge of what we can learn. We almost come to our end of our today's program presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Do visit the temple. It is in Pearland. You can visit our website www.ebeenakshi for directions from anywhere, but it is closer to Hawi Airport. Have a wonderful week with the blessings of the Lord and Goddess Meenakshi. We now bring you this song, which is Sitamma Mayamma, another beautiful song that is rendered and by Maharajapuram Santanam. And we will be back next Sunday presenting this segment presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple.
Oh.